Hey there, thank you for choosing to watch this GIMP tutorial. So let's just go ahead and get started with this. And first I'm going to just open up a new layer, which I have already set it to 800 by 800, and it's a low resolution, 72 pixels. So let's begin by grabbing our circle tool over here. Just left click to select it. And then I'm going to just drag and make a big circle here. We have our basic foreground and background color. And I'm going to go to Edit, come down to Stroke Selection, and I'm going to lower this to 6 pixels. That's the line width. And here is your line type, and I have it set to a solid line. I'm going to click Stroke, and it's going to stroke that selection. Now, to fill the selection with the red, I'm going to use the background color for that, and I'll do OK. And now we have the same selection there, so I can just left click this color and drag it and drop it, and it fills it with the red. So now I can do select none, and there I have my selection. And I'm going to create a new layer by clicking this little button, or you can go to layer, new layer, or you can right click on this and create a new layer. They all work the same. It's going to give you the dimensions, and you can just click yes. Now I want this background layer to also have a transparent background. And the reason is so that I can move parts of his face around and we don't have to worry about the background covering anything. So to do that, we grab the selection tool, left click in the white area. And these outside marching ants let us know that the circle here and the outside is actually selecting this area. It's not selecting in here. Okay, so we can go to colors, color to alpha. And in that selection, it's going to change it to an alpha, and it lets us know that this is what it's going to look like. It's going to go from the white to the alpha, which is that. And that's what we want, so click OK. And there we have a transparent background for both of our layers, okay? So select none. And let's click on our top layer. We can start with those two little, I don't know what they're called on the back of his head, but little lumps on the back of his head. I think they're wings or something, but anyways, we can just left click by using the path tool and left click and come about here and then come back out and then left click again. Okay, you can't see that, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to click this and I'm going to add a new layer behind that, a layer on its own, just so I can see. So we can turn that off at any time, and it doesn't have any of our information that we need on it, so it's okay. Now we can adjust this by left clicking on the path itself, and we can just kind of make his little, whatever these are called, curve if we want it to, and grab the handles from the node. The square is the handle and the circle is the node on a path, and then grab this and we can pull this back a little and adjust that by grabbing this node here. Maybe adjust that a little more. And the handles pop out. You can adjust the way that side of the path is going to be curved and stretched. And I guess that's okay. That looks pretty okay. Alright, so now we're happy with that. Let's pretend we are. And we can go to Select from Path. That's going to turn that into a selection. And we can go Edit, stroke our selection, and we can stroke it with a 6, it doesn't matter. And because we're on our own, oops, I'm on the wrong layer. Let me do that again on the right layer. Always pay attention to where you're at when you're working. Okay, see, I got rid of it there, so now I'm going to do that stroke again. Stroke selection. I'm still on the bottom layer. Okay. Edit and stroke our selection and stroke. Okay, now that put it on the correct layer. You got to pay attention to what layer you're on, and you can tell by the gray. When you click it, it turns blue, and when you go back in here, kind of grays it out, but it's darker than the other ones. Alright, so we have it filled, and let's go ahead and do fill with foreground color. It shows us that foreground is black, and we can just fill that. And let's do select none. Now, we grab another tool just to deselect that. Now we notice that it's above our head, so we can just drag this layer down, and now it's behind it. Okay, and that's the niceness about using layers. So now we can go here. Whichever layer you are on, when you add a new layer, it's going to be placed right above it. So that's why I selected that. It doesn't really matter because you can always move them, but it kind of helps. Now notice I had changed it to white for the fill type when I created this layer. So let's make sure we click transparency so all our other new layers are transparent. Alright, so for this layer, we might want to make our a little angry bird beak. So I'm going to just kind of come here and just drag that out a little, I guess. Left click there. Right there, come out here. And I'm just kind of guesstimating for this. Click there and drag it on top. And round that out a little bit. And maybe give that a little bit of a curve. And that is our select from path. And turn that into a selection. And let's take a closer look. That looks a little bit better, I guess. Alright, so let's go to edit. Stroke selection. I might want to bring this down a little. Maybe about 4. And stroke that. Too much, I'll just make this a little bit lighter. Kind of orange there. Okay. And now I can just drag this and drop it in there, and it fills up the beak. And then when we do select none, and just fill it in like that. No big deal. Okay. Alright, so we have our little mouth, and now we need to create the eyes. So we just grab the ellipse tool, add a new layer, click OK. We have the eye layer, and we can create 2 big eyeballs. And put one over here, and create the next one. And put it on this side. And I'm just kind of winging it. I'm not really going by any specific sizes or anything like that. And just make 2 eyeballs, and then you go select. Oops, edit. Stroke selection. Now for the eyes, you might want it to be a little bit less, or you might want it to be the same 6. It's up to you. And stroke it. And we have 2 big eyeballs. And we can pick a color. Kind of off. Eyeballs look like they are. Yeah, that's us a little too. Maybe we will try the solid white. Let's see. Yeah, alright, that's fine. And then we will select none. Grab our circle tool again. And let's grab his, put his little eyeballs in there. And that looks fine to me. And we can just select a black and keep it simple and just fill it in with the black. And then we have his eyeballs on the eye layer. Now let's create a new layer. And you don't have to do separate layers if you don't want to. But it does help in case you want to make changes later. And we can do the eyebrows. Grab the brush tool. And we can make this as thick as we want because he has some pretty thick eyebrows. Ooh. And let's just hold our shift. Find our spot, left click, hold shift, and drag it. Okay, let go of shift, pick your next spot, left click, and drag that one. I think I made this one too long, but we'll just keep moving from here. So we'll do a new layer, and we're almost getting done here. That's how quick and easy it is to make Mr. Bird. And we grab our path tool once again on this new layer, and we're going to create that little area around the mouth. Come down here. And come over here. And, oops, let me just left click and click on the circle, which is the node, and drag that up. Okay. And now you just adjust this line, and you want it to match the bottom edge of the face. Use your handles for your nodes. And when you left click and drag, you can pull a node out if you can't see it. So if you want. Alright, so once you have your shape for that lined up pretty well, you do the same thing. Select from path. You get a selection. Edit. Stroke selection. And we can leave that on 6. And then we can pick a nice, little bit lighter orange color. And maybe that one will work out. And click OK for that. Drag that in there. And we have a little bit of a lighter color. Now we need to pull this down below the beak. Okay? And that's what makes the layer so cool. Did I put my beak right on top of my face layer? I certainly did. Son of a gun. Wasn't paying attention to the layer I was on. See, my beak is on this layer. Can't do it like that. Yeah, put my beak on the same layer as my face. Alrighty, so let's go back to this layer. And let's go select none. And in this layer, what I'm going to do, it's kind of a little weird little way to fix this problem. Let me open this up, grab this little color picker, pick this same color. That way I know I got the exact same color. Grab my brush and just paint over that. A real quick fix. It's important to pay attention what layer you're on so you don't goof up like me. So on this layer here, I can open that back up and find my orange. Click OK. And it helps to name your layers. Let me just select these two sections. And all I did was go to the tool and select Add to Selection so I can get the two inside areas together. And now I can go back to that layer with my beak, and now I can easily drop the color in there. Quick fix, but it would have been avoided had I paid attention to what layer was I working on at the time. So let's add all of our pieces back together. Alright, so we got our bird back. You're doing okay, man. Alright, so we can grab this here and the Move tool. Just adjust that if we need to. And you can also lower the opacity and darken that out if you wanted to. And now we need to put some little Angry Bird blushes on his face. And we can do that with the Circle tool. And add a new layer. Click OK. Now our new layer, so watch when I click it. Okay, you see how it's right there? But I want it on top, so I'm going to just drag it to the top. Okay, yeah, maybe for now, just while I create it. I don't think I'm going to keep it there. But anyways, let me do my circles or my blushes. That's one. And I'll do the second one about here. And the third one about here. And the last little one over here. And let's just fill in our blush with a light. Okay, and we can drag and drop that. And now we can go to our filter, and let's blur that out. Give it a Gaussian blur, get blurry, and also let's lower the opacity on that layer, and that's going to kind of make it blend in. And now we want to adjust where this layer should go, and I believe it should go here. And let's see how that looks. Let's select none, and that looks fine. Okay, so that looks okay to me. Zoom out a little bit. Let me see this here. Let me just increase that opacity, because when this opacity is lower, you're seeing the blush through it. So I don't want that, so I'm going to just bring it back up. Increase it or decrease it a little more. Yeah, like that looks better. Alright, so just play around with the opacity for that. And one last thing is his little Angry Bird tail. So let's create one last layer. Click OK. And drag it on top. Grab the pen tool or brush, paintbrush. I shouldn't say pen because that's the path tool, so paintbrush. And I guess we can start about here. Left click, hold shift, bring it out, let go, left click, hold shift, pop it out there, left click, hold shift, pop it out there, and we get that little tail off to be a tail, and then we can put that where it belongs, which is going to be best behind our head. Okay? And right here, you notice how this is thin compared to this. We can just go to that layer, grab the Move tool, and just kind of move it in just a nudge so we reveal more of that outer circle. So there you have a very quick, easy, basic Angry Bird that you can create with GIMP. And I hope you've learned from my few quick errors. But there's always a quick fix. So once you learn how to use your tools, it makes things a lot easier. So thank you for watching. I hope that this has been a little helpful. And I hope you learned a little something. Till next time, have a great day. Bye-bye.